know The Scream by Edvard Munch? It's one of the most iconic paintings ever. The image is widely produced on T-shirts, mugs, posters. It's even become a gesture. Put a hand on each cheek. Open your mouth, eyes and mouth really wide. Munch is a favorite son in Norway, and a bigger, better Munch museum is in the works to replace the existing one in Oslo. Stefan Kverneland is a Norwegian comic artist and a lifelong Munch fan. He spent 7 years researching and drawing a graphic biography of Munch.
He started out as an impressionist or a realist painter, really, but later on he started to get more and more radical under the influence of Van Gogh and Gauguin. He started to develop on his own a quite unique style that really was really important for the expressionists, the German expressionists. So he became sort of their leading star. And later he started to like their work as well. So I guess he's considered the first true expressionist.
That's kind of a key word here, because his paintings are really about expressions and emotions and feeling. He said, "I do not paint what I see, but what I saw." What does he mean by that?
That's actually quite literal. It means that he's painting his memories. So it's very autobiographical. That's why it's so convenient to use his works in this comic biography, because they are actually scenes from his life. Edvard Munch himself, that's unique. He insisted on himself. He said, "My paintings are my diaries."
Edvard Munch comes across as somebody who's both very troubled and also very driven. He leads a really kind of odd life, basically obsessed with painting and taking breaks now and then to carouse and drink and hang out. But he seemed to have a keen mind for publicity. I'm thinking of the Berlin show, his big break in 1892. He has this show. It's so controversial, it's taken down. But he doesn't seem to care because he knows it's going to bring him publicity. Were you surprised to see that there's these different sides to Munch?
Yes, I was actually, because in Norway, that he's been very romanticized, like he existed in a vacuum, and he was this haunted genius who never made any bucks and just was devoted to his art. But actually, he was quite an entrepreneur and had a plotting and scheming for his career and to make money and stuff like that. I'm not saying that he was commercial or something. He was quite uncompromising, but he always had a general plan. When they took down the exhibition, he said that that's the best thing that could ever happen. That's the best publicity you can get. So now I'm famous in Berlin. And he was right.
You also seem to think that Munch had a sense of humor. What's the evidence?
Oh, that's numerous of his friends and also his letters. And he sent postcards to a lot of his friends with the photographs that there where he drew cartoons of himself and made lots of jokes and funny stuff. So sometimes the humor was quite dark, but other times it was just him and his dogs and stuff like that. So there's no doubt about it. But that's been subdued in Norway because it doesn't fit with his gloominess and his angst.
What do you think The Scream, or the series of paintings that make up The Scream, is really about? It's such an iconic image from art.
I think one of the most important things about it is that it's very enigmatic. So every viewer can make his own or her own interpretation of it. Of course, it's very unpleasant, the emotion that the person there is experiencing. It's not a scream of joy, to say the least. So it has something to do with anxiety. If it's terror or if it's anxiety coming from within, or if it's it seems like panic angst, actually. But that's pure speculations. But it doesn't seem like it's a very pleasant feeling he's expressing, to say the least.
Was Munch appreciated and celebrated in his time, or was it only after he had died that he really got the respect that he deserved?
No, he was actually regarded as the genius of his generation from a very early stage. That's another thing that's been very under-communicated in the myth about Edvard Munch. Of course, he didn't become rich until in his 40s or 50s, but that's quite normal for an artist, actually, so...
He died in 1944. That was well into World War II, a year from the end of it. I know he was an older man then, but did he sort of have anything to say about it? I mean, Norway was under occupation. Was he co-opted by the Nazis? What was his stance during the war?
The German Nazis in Germany, they had a lot of his paintings in the museums there, and they called it decayed art, so they banned it. But in Norway, the Nazis wanted to make him, because he was so famous and so huge in Norway, so they wanted to make him like a front man, like their genius painter. But he, of course, was totally dismissing them.
Do Norwegians celebrate Munch and are they proud of him, or do they feel like it gives a sense that Norway is full of depressed people?
Norway is probably full of depressed, or at least that smug people, because we have the oil money. But it seems that it's quite unanimous that Norway is proud of him, very proud. Everybody wants a piece of him, so he's huge in Norway, actually.
He's on a banknote, and he's on a stamp, isn't he?
Yes, he has been several times, actually. Strange thing is that there's no streets named after him. Not one, not a single one. that's weird.
Stefan Kvernland's latest graphic novel is called Munch, about the Norwegian artist Edvard Munch. Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you.